Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 79. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello. And today I'm going to talk about an unfortunate situation when you are striving for greatness. The closest people will not support you. I'm going to delve into this, and it's going to be a deep one today. But before we get started, a quote for you. Do you know what I've noticed? Complete strangers are more inclined to help you succeed rather than people you actually know. And unfortunately, I'm one of those cases, and a lot of other people are. So if anyone listens to this podcast and you're going through the trenches and you're not getting the support from the people that know you best, welcome to your reality. Now, whatever you choose to do with your life, the closest people in your life will not support you. If that's what you're thinking in your mind, that is not going to be your reality. And I'm only doing this podcast to warn you of the crap that's going to come. You'll get the people who will run their mouths and click like on your social media posts more than actually supporting you. See, what people fail to realize is when you have a vision and you have big goals, a lot of times it's not about self-gratification on social media, websites, likes, comments, etc. If we wanted that, we'd just, do videos like everyone else on social media just to get the attention. Now, the biggest part of all of this is to stay focused on your goals. Don't let anyone or anything keep you from continually striving for greatness. It will be a very lonely road, and it's going to suck. To save you the pain and anger that I experienced when I first published my book, The Struggles and Growth of a Man, Part 1, I'll tell you right now, just keep going. I remember when I posted my book all over my social media pages, especially Facebook, and, no one gave a crap. Yep, I said it. No one gave a crap. The crazy part is, still, a lot of people just, they don't care. And, as I'm recording this podcast, I'm nearing 6 years into this process. And the people I thought that would, buy my books and check out my content haven't, and the ones I never thought would, they actually did. Strangers and people that I don't know at all that follow me on Instagram have gone out of their way to at least buy one of my books. And friends I've gone to school with and worked with in the past have supported me too. People that, they appreciated the work that I put in. And it was humbling to have dealt with all of these experiences. Basically, you'll be able to count the family members on your fingers that support you. Wild to think about that, but pretty much that's how life goes. What makes things worse is when you accomplish those big goals and then everyone wants to congratulate you and be part of the journey. Now, people that are closest to you don't support you until you're successful. So, what I'll tell you is, embrace the journey and enjoy developing new relationships with people who appreciate your work, your ambition, and your vision. I support people I know because I know what it's like. I understand the grind of the process. I also support people I don't know because they're just like me, trying to establish a brand and a vision that they may have. Now, the biggest advice I'll give to you is to stop calling and texting people, and then you'll see who really cares and who really gives a damn about you. Because there will be people who will give you the congratulations, I'm so proud of you. Then there are those who will take time to ask you questions about your journey, see how you are, getting to know you better, and your goals, which is few and far in between. Now, trust me, congratulations is just a lazy way of saying, I support you. Honestly, that's not supporting anyone, but that's the way of the world. And I talk to very few people about what I'm doing, and even when I do, there's the behind-the-scenes work that no one actually sees. I hold those moments sacred to my mind and heart, knowing that eventually the end results will show. And trust me, it's going to go that way for you too. So don't ever think that you're not going to get to where you're supposed to be. I even left the place that I grew up in and moved all the way across the country to establish myself in a new city. And I'm doing all right for myself. I'm not exactly where I want to be yet, but I know that it's going to take a little more time for me to really get myself established because, well, I'm in a new city and I'm in a different state and I've got to meet people and I've got to, you know, put myself out there. So what I will tell you is to live your life the way you see fit, because when it's all said and done, you can reflect on everything and say to yourself that you did it your way. And it's been a grind for me. It's been a long process. But you know what's funny? I can compare myself to like a lot of other people like in life that have really gone through their journey and gotten to where they are, and it took them years. I look at like athletes a lot of times because, well, I'm an athlete myself and I'm very competitive on the basketball court, but I look at how much I had to work on my game to get better at basketball. It took me years. It took constant practice and repetition on my jump shot to get it to where it is. And then when I finally got it to where I wanted it to be and I worked on certain things, I became a big threat on the basketball court. Like, everyone knew my favorite spots to shoot the ball and everyone did all that they could to make sure that I didn't get those shots. So that's kind of what I compared it to. So for me, you know, it's writing and constantly getting better at what I do, and it's challenging for me and it's fun. And I want to challenge you guys to really think about what your long-term goals are. And sometimes it's good to tell people what you're going to do, because then when the results show, there's no surprises. It's like, oh my goodness, I didn't know you were doing that. But in the meanwhile, you pretty much told people what you were going to do and you did it. So, but then sometimes it's also good to be quiet about it and write down your goals and crush them and continue to go down that road of continually to crush your goals. So it all depends on how you want to approach it. And sometimes you can mix it up a little bit. But for me, I just recently had a conversation with my mother and I told her, well, I don't think I'm going to end up writing 60 books. I'm probably going to write way more than that. And there really wasn't that much of a response. And you know what? The funny thing is, well, I didn't really expect that much of a huge response to it. But I know what my goals are, and I really don't talk to a lot of people about them too much. I'll say like kind of brief things that I'm working on with family members, etc. But I don't go full on in depth into what I'm really going to do within the next, I would say, 3 to 4 years. I know where I'll be by the end of 2024. So I'm just going to tell you that no matter how much you post stuff on social media, like, people are just going to like and keep scrolling. People are going to start their own situations after you've started yours, and they're going to expect you to support them when they haven't supported you. So there's just going to be a lot of things that you're going to go through. There are going to be a lot of ups and downs. And even if you do get the support, it's not going to be consistent. It's not going to be continuous. It's going to be more of, okay, I'll support you in the moment right now, but I'm not going to be consistent with it. And then down the road, when you achieve all these great results, people will kind of run up to you and say, oh, remember when I supported you here? And it's like, yeah, that one time, there wasn't consistency in it. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to support people and being consistent in what I'm doing, but I'm also trying to help people to stay consistent in what they are doing. And, you know, it's not even really just the spending the money aspect of it. It's more reposting people's content and things of that nature too. And I know I've got to do better at that too. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I do it all the time. So I've got to hold myself accountable too. But what I'm going to say to you is that sometimes you may have to leave the confines of where you've grown up to move somewhere else to, you know, get the support from new people. Sometimes you need to meet new faces. Sometimes you need to really step out of your comfort zone. And I already knew from when I graduated college in 2005 that I was never going to live in New York for the long haul. I already said to myself in my head, driving home from my college graduation, that I was never going to stay in New York long term. So I already knew in my head that I was leaving. So sometimes when you kind of speak that into existence at a very young age, somewhere along the lines, you're going to get to a place where that is going to manifest itself. And what I want to tell you guys is to manifest all of your goals and what you want to do in your life. And make sure you have the right people around you. So that's all I'll say to that. And just stay focused. Stay the course. That's the biggest part of it. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening to my podcast. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.